everyone. I want to thank you today for tuning in again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. God is good, and like always, he's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the Lord. I thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for his powerful ways. God has a plan all ready to go. And as people believe what he says, as people believe on him, he puts us in the advantage. He's always putting us in the advantage. And I thank the Lord for that. God is good, folks. His plan is well thought out, well developed. And when you follow him, when you put your faith and trust in him, you're not putting your faith and trust in the wind. He has a systematic, orderly plan that works. His plan of salvation works. It works. And his enemy, Satan, which used to be an angel, works against it. Wars have been fought. All kind of things have happened against the covenant God made with Father Abraham. But Jesus won. On the cross, he said, "It is finished." And when you believe on him, when you believe on Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you follow him as your King, your Lord, then your life, it gets greater and greater, better and better. And whatever whatever persuasion you've lived under, whatever thought process you lived under, you're entering into a greater way of life. And it's an overcoming way of life. And it works to put you in the advantage so that you can do what God wants you to do. So that you can have what God said you can have. So that you can be what God said you can be. Now, we've been talking about end times. And in the end time, it's not just about the things that's going to happen to take place in Revelation in the last days. You're going to have to know how to live and navigate your life in these days. You're going to have to know how to come out from under all forms of deception, false thought processes, things that don't work, things that can't work. You're going to have to learn who God is. But he, not only did Jesus save you, he's also a high priest to plead your case before God, before Father God. And not only that, he sent the Holy Spirit to guide you in this life. And when a man gets saved, remember, folks, His spirit man is totally changed. He's a new creature. I tell people all the time on the radio and in life, if you have a problem, get saved. When you get saved, when you believe on Jesus Christ, you get a new spirit. You're not going to want to do the sins of old. Your flesh will. Your mind has the same thought process. But in your heart, you live from your heart. Everybody lives from the heart. If you want to change circumstances in your life, I was telling my wife that this morning, that if you want to change circumstances, the facts on the ground in your life, change it in your heart. If you got a habit you want to break, you got to break it in your heart. You got to get God's word and live from the heart. And that's the secret of success in the very last days that you live in. These days are not like it used to be. These days are different. These days are very different. Satan is desperate. And he's always trying to solve his problems of keeping people from living out the light of God. When you're a new creature, old things are passed away. The rudiments of this world are under your feet. Satan's neck is under your foot. You're not under Satan's foot. He's under your foot. He was stripped of all of his authority and power. Yet he has a right to be here because man allowed him to be here. When our ancestor Adam listened to the words of Satan, it put him under Satan's leadership. Jesus Christ came, broke the sin nature, saved us from our sins. His blood washed away our sins. He died, went to hell. Yes, he went to hell, to the lowest part, conquered death, hell, and the grave, took the keys of life, and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from Satan. And he gave his people power over Satan. So if you believe on Jesus Christ, you not only get salvation, you also get authority over Satan. You have the power to overcome all of his persuasions. And people have so many persuade. They're persuaded so many ways. But the light of God shines brighter than all deception, all forms of deception. The light of God's word. When you live according to the light, the way, the teachings of Jesus Christ, the heart of God's ways, when you love people and walk in love, when you walk in power by the Holy Spirit, when you're guided by the Holy Spirit, your light increases, you increase. And then when that happens, all the deception is exposed for the lie that it is. John the Baptist said, "Are you the Christ?" In his lowest point. Now, he had already done a great ministry and work for God. He represented Jesus. He preached the word. He preached what was right. And you know the story. He was put in jail. And when he sent his disciples to ask Jesus Christ, "Are you the Savior? Are you the Christ, or should we look for another?" And what did Jesus say? He said, "The blind see, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the lame walk, and blessed is he who is not offended in me." When the Lord do miracles, that's his seal of approval. When Jesus didn't come here just teaching, he came here conquering. And people were so engrossed in what they believed, but when they saw Jesus conquering and taking authority and healing the sick, raising the dead, causing the blind to see, working miracles, teaching people truth that they couldn't deny. All of his enemies, they got to a point, they quit asking him questions because he made them look so stupid. And when you take a stand and preach God's word, teach God's word, live God's word, you're living light that can't be exposed for darkness. And you expose their darkness, and they want to leave your presence. Preachers, you don't have to find a corner to duck and hide in. Live the life. Take the stand. Preach the word. Teach the word. Love God's people. And you expose all darkness for what it is. And every Christian, you do the same thing. We all have the ministry of reconciliation. And if you obey God, you live. If you disobey God, you get drafted into the world system. You got two choices. You can either follow God or follow the persuasion of this world, who is headed by Satan. So everybody who wants to live, you got to follow God. You got to learn to trust God. One of the Proverbs said, "There is no wisdom or counsel against God." If you're against God, or if you're against his ways, there is no counsel and no wisdom that works against God. Your life don't work by the ways of this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Your life can't work that way. It only works by the love of God. And one thing God did, he didn't give the church a law, because he gave us a brand new heart, and we desire what's true. His love is in us, and we've been given faith. We have the measure of faith as well. So listen to me good. With that, you have the ability and the desire to walk in love and do what's right. So there was no need for him to give you a law. The law is to the lawless. people who want to do wrong to folks, they need a law. The world survives on a law because the people are corrupt. They need laws with the threat of punishment in order for them to live one day. Our country exists without in peace because all of our enemies know we got nuclear weapons. The law is for the lawless. There's no need to give people who love God a law because they want to do right anyway. In fact, the Lord didn't reveal the law until man proved that he needed one. He gave him 10 commandments and many commandments to help him keep the 10 commandments, which they really can't keep. And the law was not designed to make them saved. It was designed to expose the fact that we need a Savior in the first place. Now, there are many persuasions out there. Many people think they're right. They won't budge. They believe that what they believe is good and true. And it remains unchallenged until people live the light. Good people are on their way to hell. Salvageable people are on their way to a devil's hell. Not only that, their natural life is being destroyed because they lack knowledge. And these are not evil. These are not sinister people. We have sin. We're born in sin. But it's not that they set out to be low down. I'm not trying to beat people up. But we were born in a condition of sin, and God had to do something about it. He could not ignore it because it will destroy us, and through us it will destroy his creation. So what I'm saying is, you got to be, if you're not persuaded by God, who are you persuaded by? If you believe something, why do you believe it? Why does everything you believe seem so good to you? Is it foundational? Is it true in the first place? The Word of God is a standard that you can build your life on, and your children are going to watch you live, and they're going to need to know God so that they can be persuaded by His love as well and make the sober choices that you really desire them to make. You can't have it both ways. You can't have God over here and Satan over here, over there in that part of your life in secret, and live a decent life. He's going to destroy you. Sin is like leaven. It takes over. If you get a big barrel of flour and put a teaspoon of leaven in it, the whole thing will become leaven. If you play with sin, it will corrupt your whole life. And it will put you it'll put your life under Satan's foot. And he doesn't want no man to live his life with his neck under Satan's foot. Jesus, he was stripped. He's powerless. All his power is by deception. He has to use your ignorance, your lack of knowledge, in order to put his foot on your neck. And it works by your sin. And sin is made strong by the law. And we all broke it. We already broke the law. So we can't go to heaven unless we have a Savior. And you got to believe on Jesus if you want to go to heaven. Because God can't ignore the fact that we're sinners, that we're born in sin. He did something about it. Now, if you believed on Jesus, you're not in the category of a sinner anymore. You're redefined as a child of God with a new heart, a new purpose, and a new destiny. I thank the Lord for that. We're almost out of time, but the Lord is not. He will still bless those that want to know Him. And He'll talk to you all day. The Lord talks to His people. He has so much to say. He has many wonderful things to talk about. He will help you in your life. One of Jesus' names is Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. And by the Holy Spirit, God is inside us. His Spirit lives in our spirit. Not to make you do something you don't want to do. That's up to your will. He don't change your will. He gives you new life. And you have to direct your own will. But if you want his help, he's there to guide you. So pray for your people so that God can order their steps, keep them out of problems. Some people are in jail right now. They wish they had stayed in bed the morning they shot somebody. They wish they just went on to work and not go do whatever it was they did. They regret their actions, which costed them their freedom. You don't have to take false steps. The Lord spared me from taking false steps before, not just once. I had thoughts to shoot a man, and the Lord blessed me. He helped me. I know we need his guidance. When I couldn't think from, my mama was praying for me. And I survived a lot of things because my parents were, I know what it's like to be a child disconnected from God. You got a will of your own that's not right. And your parents are praying for you. Some of the things that I did that was right, it wasn't because of me. It was because my parents were praying for me. And they don't even know what I had, what my intentions were at that point of week. They didn't know. They had no clue. But they kept praying for me all the time. You got to pray for your people. And the Lord loves us. He don't give up on us. But the world does. The ways of this world are not your friend. You got to put all your trust in the works of Jesus Christ. You got to put all your trust in God's hands. He loves you. You got to believe his word. Even the parts you don't see right now, you got to put your trust in it so that you can live. Now, we're out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to bless those that love him. Remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.